It's a big sale for the NT's cattle industry. Joining us now is Tom Stockwell from the NT Cattlemen's Association. Thanks for your time this afternoon, Tom. What's your thoughts firstly on the price tag? $100 million for two stations.
Yes, well, it's a big figure, isn't it? But if you had the sort of backing that Mr. Blundy's got and co, and the way the market looks, why wouldn't you buy a bit of the Barclay Table End?
What do you think it says about the NT cattle industry with Paraway Pastoral opting to sell out?
Well, I think, you know, like a lot of these big companies, I guess, Paraway, they got a portfolio of properties and they were offered money and it looked good to them at the time, and who knows what plans they've got for that money. They might be reinvesting it elsewhere in the industry or, you know, just tidying the portfolio up a bit. But obviously, it was a favourable price from their perspective, and it sort of just continues this sort of fairly positive mood in the pastoral market at present.
Mm. Oh, my understanding is that's the end of Paraway Pastoral in the territory. Is that right?
I couldn't tell you that. I haven't heard any comment from Paraway, but yeah. You know, it's who's to know.
I mentioned earlier that Mr. Blundy and the Brown family have done a lot of work out at a Mungie Mungie station, and we've seen it on Beedloo as well. You know, we're talking big investment in water infrastructure. You'd imagine they'll do something similar on these two stations. Do you feel like other properties in the territory will follow suit and we'll see more investment in water infrastructure?
I think two things. Probably the fact that there's a bit of reinvestment going on must mean that they're seeing some positive results out of the innovation that they've brought to those properties there. And I'm sure that there are a lot of other people in that area that are looking over the fence and considering their options. Once you get out of the strictly monsoonal zone, better allocation of water resources and utilisation and spelling pasture and all that sort of thing, I suspect is one of the biggest chances they've got for growth in the industry. So, I suspect there's a lot of interest down in that neck of the woods about it.
Have you ever met Brett Blundy?
No.
He's got a big slice of the NT cattle industry now.
Oh, yeah, and I remember that interview. He was very positive and optimistic.
He was,
I mean, I think he fits right into the territory perspective. He's just got a positive outlook for the future, and I think that all bodes well, you know. On the other hand, you know, if you look through the sales that we've seen over the last 12 months or more, you know, there's a whole range of reasons why people are selling, you know. Certainly some of the, you know, there are people that are in a position to respond to the changing market conditions, but there are people that were dealt a, you know, a near mortal blow by the sort of all the market disruptions of 2011 and 2012 and a bit of generational change. But, you know, we need to forget that, you know, there's still a lot of people that are digging themselves out of a big black hole at the moment too. So, but in terms of where it's all heading, it's certainly looking positive at present.
Yeah, a lot of NT cattle stations have sold in 2015. What are you expecting next year, Tom Stockwell, in terms of property sales?
Who would be able to guess? The trouble with the territory cattle sales is, you know, we're looking at 220, 250 properties, and as I say, there's a multitude of reasons why people buy and sell, so it could go any which way, but I think market-wise it'll be a very positive 2016 for the territory cattle people, and how that reflects in property sales, it'll just be what opportunities are there for, you know, for who's looking.
Hey, really appreciate your time on the Country Hour today. All's well at Sunday Creek, is it?
Yes, we're a bit dry down the southern end, but there's a few light showers breaking, and I've got the kids out putting out one-ton bags of supplements, not me, so it's all pretty good, really. And the youngest and the wife are in at Catherine School of the Air Swim School for the last time. So, yeah, so it's a good end of the season here, yep.
Beauty. All the best to you. I hope you start getting some rain.
And you too, Matt.
Thanks. That's Tom Stockwell. He's the president of the NT Cattlemen's Association. So just repeating the big news today. It's big property news. Australian billionaire Brett Blundy, along with pastoralists Adrian and Emma Brown, they've bought Walhallow and Creswell Downs stations out there on the Barclay Tablelands.